Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you should visit St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, you will find an old weathered door dating back to the year 1492. In the center of this door, you will notice that a section of it is missing. One of the planks making up the door has a section which has been hacked out of it, about 5 inches wide and a foot or so high. What's the story behind the door? An inscription reads as follows. In 1492, two great Irish families, the Butlers of Ormond and the Fitzgeralds of Kildare, were engaged in a bitter and bloody feud. Seeking sanctuary, Black James, nephew of the Earl of Ormond, and his men fled into the chapter house. The Fitzgeralds followed in hot pursuit. Their leader, Gerald Fitzgerald, Earl of Kildare, realized that the fighting was out of control. Through the closed door, he pleaded with Black James to accept a truce. Suspecting treachery, Black James refused to let Fitzgerald inside. So he hacked a hole in the door and thrust his arm through as a pledge of his good faith. This daring gesture was enough. The door opened, and the two warring factions received one another in peace. Some believe that this event is the origin of the expression to chant your arm, meaning to take the initiative. The door has become known as the Door of Reconciliation. That feud was described as bitter and bloody. Today, perhaps somewhat more civil, we have ceased from killing each other, at least most of the time. But many domestic conflicts could be described as bitter and brutal. We inflict emotional wounds on each other that are born for life. How would you like to have been an eyewitness to this drama that unfolded with the Butlers on one side of the door, the Fitzgeralds on the other? Imagine the conversation, the disbelief that Gerald Fitzgerald was sincere when he said, "Listen, Black James, it's time for the bloodshed to stop. Open the door. Let's talk." Is there a door? A wall as solid as granite which seals you from the one with whom you've had a disagreement? Try these guidelines for settling the feud. Guideline number 1, ponder the cost of continued hatred and bitterness. Some feuds never end. People go to their deaths with bitterness. Those emotions not only kill friendships and relationships, they poison you as well. There's a high cost to unresolved conflict. Guideline number 2, seize the initiative. Like Gerald Fitzgerald, take the first step towards a truce. "Blessed are the peacemakers," said Jesus. "You have a great deal to win, little to lose by calling for a ceasefire." Guideline number 3, take the risk. Remember the expression, to chant your arm? Hey, it's possible that Gerald Fitzgerald could have had his arm chopped off when he sawed a hole in the door and in friendship thrust an open hand toward the enemy. There's always risk in calling for a truce, but there is far greater risk in failing to do so. Guideline number 4, break down the door. Ultimately, this means forgiving your enemy. Jesus was explicit. Don't expect God to forgive you when you refuse to forgive another. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean what you did to me is okay. It means I give up my right to hurt you because you hurt me. Is it your husband or wife, your brother who cheated you out of the inheritance, or whomever? Chop a hole in the door of separation and declare a truce. Someday your grandchildren will be glad you did. Anyone can continue the feud, but it takes a strong person to chop a hole in the door of separation and thrust through an open hand and ask for peace. It's time to stop the war, friend. I hope you will put into practice these simple guidelines, then let me know what happens. Our email address is guidelines@guidelines.org. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Saleh.